Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is May 29th, 2022. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for June 2022. But before we begin, a note to all viewers. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. As we move into June, Mercury is coming to the end of its retrograde period. Mercury has been retrograde since May 10th and ends its retrograde on June 3rd. All of this Mercury retrograde period takes place in sidereal Taurus, so the significations of Taurus have been a bit skewed lately. Mercury is the planet of facts and information. Taurus is the sign of worth and value. And indeed, the actual value of things, i.e., what's it worth, has been a big topic of discussion lately. After a planet ends a retrograde period, it appears to stop moving in the zodiac for a day or so, and then slowly over the coming days builds back up to normal speed. For this reason, the problems of Mercury retrograde will linger a bit for a week or so after June 3rd. So we still have to be on guard against the usual retrograde Mercury problems until almost mid-June. Mercury will remain in sidereal Taurus until early July. Overall, this is a good thing. Mercury significations, when operating normally, make a favorable combination with the significations of Taurus, especially for business transactions. So, after the middle of the month, Mercury will be manifesting much better. Mercury will remain in Taurus all through June. It enters Gemini on July 1st. Venus entered sidereal Aries on May 23rd. This puts the planet of romance, agreement, harmony, guidance, entertainment, and finance in the sign of independence, initiative, and adventure. Venus in Aries is not the best fit for Venus significations of harmony and agreement, although it could be exciting for romantic adventures. Making things even less harmonious, but possibly more exciting, Venus will be combining energy with Uranus, the planet of sudden, unexpected events, rebellion, and disruption. The exact conjunction is on June 11th. Venus significations will be further destabilized by this planetary pattern. Agreement is hard to come by when the planet of agreement is conjunct the planet of rebellion, and that sudden romance, it may come to a sudden end. Financial markets, which are connected to Venus, the finance planet, are going to be rather stomach-churning in the second week of June. After its encounter with Uranus, Venus next proceeds to a conjunction with Rahu, the north node of the moon, one of the eclipse points. The exact conjunction is on June 15th. Rahu represents the mouth of the dragon, and that means appetite. Rahu is the significator of big desire, even obsession and urgency. Rahu is a demon in Vedic mythology. Demons don't play fair. Demons are corrupt. Venus significations will get distorted by this conjunction. Therefore, watch out that you don't get overwhelmed by Rahu's obsessions or get yourself involved in some kind of corrupt financial activity. Things finally change for the better when Venus leaves Aries on June 17th and enters Taurus. This will put Venus in its own sign for the rest of June, where Venus will be much, much happier. Venus will team up with Mercury, planet of rational thinking. Venus and Mercury are friends in Vedic astrology. Taurus is a sign linked to stability. Venus in Taurus is good for values, for romance, and for sensible agreement. So, we can say that the second half of the month will be overall calmer and more sane than the first half, as far as Venus is concerned. As we enter June, Mars is still closely combined with Jupiter, as it was in late May. It's the planet of force and action combined with the planet of beliefs, which is not such a good thing. People get more forceful about acting on their beliefs, leading to controversy. Mars is the planet of victory. Jupiter is optimism, so it's easy to fall prey to overconfidence. On the upside, Mars, planet of action, combined with Jupiter, planet of wisdom, could result in wise actions. But since Mars is hasty and impatient, it often doesn't work out that way. Jupiter is the energy of increase, and when teamed up with Mars's violence, can lead to horrific outcomes, such as has already manifested. Mars moves much faster in the zodiac compared to Jupiter. As we progress into June, Mars will be putting distance between itself and Jupiter, and this planetary pattern will become less capable of producing nasty events. But so long as the two planets continue to occupy the same sign, the energy pattern is still functioning. So, don't be surprised if people continue to be forceful when promoting their beliefs. Mars separates completely from Jupiter when it changes signs, leaving sidereal Pisces and entering sidereal Aries on June 26th. While transiting in Aries, Mars will team up with Uranus and Rahu, just as Venus does in the earlier part of the month. But with Mars combined with Uranus and Rahu, the results will be much more dramatic. I'll have a lot to say about that combination in an upcoming report. Since Mars will be in its own sign, both the significations of Mars and of Aries will benefit. The planet of action and force, in the sign of adventure and initiative, will be strong for producing events lasting through July and into August. Saturn entered sidereal Capricorn back in January 2020 and will be staying there until January 2023, except for 2.5 months happening now. At the end of April, Saturn went over the line into Aquarius, and now Saturn is stationary, in other words, appearing not to move, as it enters a retrograde phase starting June 4th. Slowly, slowly, Saturn will back up in the zodiac, and in early July will return to Capricorn to finish out its tenure in that sign. Both of these signs are ruled by Saturn in Vedic astrology, but Saturn in Aquarius is a rather different energy pattern compared to Saturn in Capricorn. Capricorn is an earth sign, all about achieving practical, quantifiable results. Aquarius is an air sign, Air signs are based in the mental sphere, addicted to information and theories. Aquarius is the social humanitarian of the zodiac. So, for instance, with Saturn in Aquarius, there's much more emphasis on the themes of democracy. Saturn retrograde is the planet of time and delay, being held back from normal progress in the zodiac. So, more delay. When Saturn is retrograde, things are more fixed. In other words, change is harder to achieve. Endurance becomes the key word. People are less likely to give up control or to back down from the positions they have taken. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for June 2022. And here's a description of what's coming up in this month's weekly videos. June 5th, Venus conjunct Uranus and Rahu in Aries, and the effects for your rising sign analyzed. June 12th, an update on Vladimir Putin's chart. Now that's going to be interesting. June 19th, Mars transiting in Aries and the effects for each rising sign chart. June 26th, there will be no report. I'll be on vacation visiting relatives. July 3rd, a preview of planetary patterns for July 2022. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you'd like to have access to June's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. If the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.